Rashi says, "V'krivo memayim michas nesochim demash memiyet." Oiso diari bavle acheres v'krivo mashm only this one. The one we're talking about needs hagosha, but not something else. So it's a miyet to say one mincha does not need hagosha. So it's saying that miyet to say minchas nesochim. So how do you know to say this? How do we know to be mitzi michas nesochim? So Rashi says, "Yes, that's a svara." Marba nishar menoches sheboyes to the latzmon. Or the menoches comes by itself. That's why needs hagosha. It's not come because of itself. It comes because of the korban. Therefore, does not need a mitzvah sagosha. Aye, but when minchas kanu minchas koy mashiach, boyes b'glatzman, they come because of himself. Yochai was about to say also yatun in hagosha. Talmud no vegisha says vegisha only this and not something else. That a minchas koy does not need hagosha. The demand miboyle legufa shatun hagosha. We need it for itself. The nita kashmas says no. Min zehigish vegisha, next to loshen of vegisha. Again, a maroyis le rabbi shar menachos loitz minchas koy. I know to say like this. A minchas koy mashiach. Marba nishar menachos that they need the mitzvah gosha sheyesh permission. There's part of it that's burnt on the mizbeach. A boy is also secondly comes by itself. A boy is for the latzmon. And v'yesh ben lekanim. There's a kemitz and shrem of nechal lekanim. Ma'ashenkin umoitz and yishter lechem. Lechem upon him. Shein mehem lishem. There's no part that's burnt on the mizbeach. Or minchas nesoch mosva take out shame boys to go last, but it doesn't come by itself. It comes with all the korban. Or minchas kohanim, or minchas kohen mashiach, shame boy makanim. There's no part of it that the kohanim eat. The herim, not the process of the herim. Yocho bekli, maybe you have to do with the kli. Talmud with the herim, mimenu bekumtsoi. Maha rom omu lahanam bekumtsa means with your hands. Afa rom omu makan also bekumtsa means with your hands, and not with the kli. So this pasha, we equal above, it doesn't say clearly bekumtsoi. We're learning it out. The herim means the kumsoi. The process of herim, pick it up, does not mean with a kli, but rather it only means whenever you take out the kmitz, it always means only with your hands. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So just turn over, wait till the end of the tape and turn over. We'll continue on the next daf on the other side.
Does not need the mitzvah sagosha. You know why? Shein above the gvalatzma is not coming by itself. So most of all, the minchas kain and minchas koy mashiach, boyis the gvalatzma. What about the minchas that a kohen brings, the minchas that a kohen gadol brings every single day? So I would have thought to say that since they come by themselves, or their own chiyuv, they don't come with the korban; it comes by itself. So maybe yocho yeitun sagosha. Maybe there's a mitzvah sagosha by the minchas kohanim also. Talmud Lomah, this passage says no vegisha. Mashmoni, some of them, not all of them. They were excluding a minchas kohanim, a minchas kohen gadol that does not need a mitzvah, that does not have the mitzvah of hagosha. From Gemara, miboyle legufei sheatuna hagosha. We need the pasuk to tell the teachers that there's such a mitzvah of hagosha. It can be medayik, it's a meat. The Gemara says min vehegish vehegisha. Just should have said v'hegish. Why does it say v'hegisha tzaddik, only this and not something else? That there's a miyut, another korban, another mincha does not need hagosha. So Moshe says, how do you ever say this? Omar reyes l'rabis v'shar menochus. Ulaitzi minchas kan menochus kay mashiach. How do you know to say that the menochus needs a mitzvah of hagosha? Just not the minchas kan menochus kay mashiach. How do you know to say this? So Moshe says, yes, the svar is like this. Mal bani sham menachos, I include other menachos, sheyesh men l'ishim, or boyis b'glal atzman, sheyesh men l'kahanim, that a regular mincha has everything, a regular mincha, part of it the kmitz is burnt, it comes by itself, and also there's part of it that's eaten by the kahanim, that's a regular mincha, is so moitzi ani shtei halechem lechem aponim, I take out of this klal the shtei lechem lechem aponim as brought, that does not need hagoshom, shem hem liyishim, because no part of it is being burnt. Or minchas nesachim, I take out of this a minchas nesachim, shem nebo b'glatzman, doesn't come by itself. It becomes the cross of, it becomes the chal lachiv of another korban. Or minchas kan, or minchas of kohen mashiach, I also take out of the regular minchas the kohen brings. Or minchas of the kohen gadol brings, that they do not need hagoshom. Why? Shem hem lekanim, There's no part of it that's eaten by the Kohanim. The whole thing is burnt. So therefore, only these special menachos, these three types, do not have Hagosha, but all Shar menachos have Hagosha. Now, as the Moshe says, the Pesach says to Harim that you have to take the Kemitza out of the Mincha, and you go to burn it. The Pesach says, V'Harim HaKoyim Min HaMincha Fas Kurosa V'Yitu HaMizbech Yisharev Nechof Hashem. So now the Moshe the question, Yochol B'Kli, maybe you have to make the Mitzvah, maybe you have to make the Kemitza with the Kli, the Kohen has to use a Kli, a spoon, to take out a Kemitza. Talmud Eimer says, in the first place, V'Harim Mimeno B'Kumtzei. You take out the kumse mashma with your hands. Is maha rama hamura lahalim the kumse? Those are the rama that says in Derek Vov. It means there with your hands, with the clean hands, he takes out the kumitsa. Is afha rama hamura kan you hear also, the yukra bays. And it says the haven also means the kumse. With his own hands, he takes out the three fingerfuls of the mincham and not with the kli. Now the Mishnah says, Amen. Tuna, Tanufa, Vien, Tuna, Hagosha, these are the menachos that have a mitzvah of Tanufa. You have to pick it up first. But there's no mitzvah to make, bring it closer towards the Mizbech, Vien, Tuna, Hagosha. Lug Shemin, Shem, Mitzvah, Vien, Shemai. The Lug Shemin that a Mitzvah brings, the Bosset says, Yom HaShmin, Ikach, Nekvosim, Roka Krein, Yatakev, Asrecha, Dikru, Voiso, Loshem, Vyasmig HaShemin, Vyena, Voisim, Tanufa, Lufni, Hashem. So this thing, the Lug HaShem and the Oshem that the Mitzvah brings, the Apostle says clearly, Zayin HaFoyis and Tnufa of the Hashem, so Tnufa you need, but not HaGosha. The Yabikurim, Kedivu Rebbe Elezer Ben Yaakov. According to Elezer Ben Yaakov, the Yos Bikurim needs Tnufa. But HaGosha is no Mitzvah HaGosha, we'll see in the Gemara. The Emurei Shalme Yochid, the Shlomim of regular Yochid, so the Emurim, the chalovim that has burnt on the Mizbeach, also there's a mitzvah tenufa, but there's no mitzvah agosha. The chazor v'sheik shalhem. So not only the chalov, not only the fat, but even the chazor v'sheik, even the thighs, and the leg of it, of the shalmi yochid, that these two parts are given to the kohanim, they also need a tenufa. And the pasuk says, sheik ha-truma v'chazor ha-tenufa, alishach lovim yavi lohan tenufa l'fnei Hashem. So you have to have a tenufa both by the emurim of the shlamim and the wadim, the chazor, the shek that's given to the kohen, also is part of the tenufa. Now, echad anoshim, where the man brings the shlamim, the echad anoshim, where the lady brings the noshim, avoloi b'acherim, but not if a goy brings it. And we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't only need to say a goy, but it didn't mean an isha also. Even though the korban of an isha needs tenufa, but an isha does not do the tenufa. It has to be done by an ish, by a man, and not by an isha. Now, ushpei halechem, that's brought on shvuas, or shnei kivsi atzeres. Also, there's a mitzvah tenufa without a mitzvah hagosha. Ketzer uweitzer, how do we bring the shtei halechem? And the kivsi atzeres is noisein shtei halechem agab shnei kvosim. You put the shtei halechem on top of the shnei kvosim. And you put your two hands, the coins, two hands, underneath. Melech, or maybe, Mal or Merid. Melech goes forwards, maybe brings back to him, Mali brings it up, or Merid brings it down again. Shneva the Pesach says, Asher Hunaf, Fi Asher Huram. Mashkut Tznufa, and Haram, also you have to pick it up and bring it down. So Hunaf, the Pshat is that's her Mokhov of all, like outwards and in. And Behavim, that means up and down. Now, Tanufa Choysa B'Mizrach. The Tanufa was done on the Mizrach side of the Azaro. But the Hagosha B'Marav, whenever there was a Mitzvah Hagosha, that had to been done on the Marav side, the Karen Dremis Marovis of the Mizbeach. Or Tanufa is Kredmas Lagoshas. A Mincha that had to have both Tanufa and Hagosha, so first you do the Tanufa, and then you do the Hagosha. Mincha Soimel, or Minchas Kinoyt, the Saita brings Tunas Tanufa for Agosha, needs both of them. The needs a Tanufa with Agosha. Lechem Apollon is brought on Shabbos, or Minchas Nesachim, and Minchas brought with Korbin, Loy Tanufa from Agosha needs neither. Not a Mitzvah Tanufa, and not a Mitzvah Agosha. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon says, that Shloisha Minim Tunim Shalosh Mitzvahs. there are three types of kabbonis that have three mitzvahs to them, which is mainly the same thing, smicha, tenufa, and the tenufa chazov shake. The tenufa of the korban is done when it's alive, and the tenufa chazov shake is done when achas shechita. So, shloisha minim, tunim shalosh mitzvahs, shtayim mecholachas biyachas, two of these mitzvahs apply to all of them, v'yashlishi ein bem, but the third one, they don't have it. In other words, these three mitzvahs are found between the different type of kabbonis, and it explains like this. Zivchei shalmit yochid, when the shlamim is brought by yochid, or as the zivchei shalmit tibur, by the shnei kvosim that's brought on shruis, that's the shlamim of the tibur. The yash shalmit tzorah, the akrobanoshim that the tzorah brings, or as the zivchei now, these are the three types of kabbonis, or shalmit yochid, or shalmit tibur, and oshamit tzorah. So like this, zivchei shalmit yochid, when a yochid brings the shlamim, tumin smicha chayim, the smicha has to be done when the korban is still alive. Or tenufa shutim, you only have to do a tenufa after the animals, after the shechita, not when it's alive. For you ain't done tenufa chayim, but there's no tenufa when the animal's alive. That's by regular shlamim of a yochid. What about zivchei shal metziba? What about by shvuas, when the tziba brings the shlamim, the kifsi aferus? There are tunim tenufa chayim shutim. There the mitzvah is to make a tenufa when it's alive and after shechita. You make a tenufa twice, once before shechita, once after shechita. But the ein ben smicha, there's no mitzvah smicha. The yasha mitzvah, though, when the mitzvah brings his rosham, tuna smicha, there's a mitzvah smicha, or tenufa chai, and you have to make a tenufa, lift it up, when the animal is still alive. But the ein ben tenufa shachat, after the animal, after the shechita, then there's no mitzvah tenufa. So these three mitzvahs are the smicha, a tenufa when the animal is alive, but tenufa le'achas shechita, it applies to these three korbanos. But each korban, you only have two of the mitzvahs. You do not have all three mitzvahs, but any one a korban. Now the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, learn like this." The pasuk says, "When Bayikru Yudalid, Vehikriv Oisai Li'Oshem." This is by the mitzvah we have to bring with korban Oshem, V'yes Lug Hashem, and with the lug of oil that he brings. And the pasuk says clearly, "Tehenif Oisam Tenufa." They have to make a tenufa, pick them both up. Malamna comes to teach us, share two them tenufa, kiyecha, the tenufa has to be done together, like our Mishnah says. He has to lift up the lug shemen shamatsero with his oshem. Uminayin, how do I know? Shimhenef zebiyatsum, zebiyatsma yotz. I don't know zebiyatsum. If you pick up just the oshem by itself, and just the lug shemen shamatsero also, you yotzum b'diyavid. Talmudem, the prophet says, Vikriv Oysa Liyoshem. Fehenef, just to say, could be done with the by the Yoshem by itself. The Rashi says, Dimashma Vehenef, Alug Mechuda Koi. As it says, Lashin Vehenef, on the Lug, it says, Vikriv Oysa Liyoshem, then Vyas Lug Hashem Vehenef. So you could darshin Vehenef on the Lug Shem by itself. That's why nobody ever, if you just do each one separately, it's also your Yoshem the Mitzvah. Yochel, I would have thought to say Yonif v'yachs of Yonif. Maybe you have to do it twice. In other words, first do them both together, and then do them separately. Rashi says, "L'kayim mashnim aviyach luka Hashem v'heinif." That's mashma separately also. So I would have thought to say maybe l'chil you have to do both. First do it tenufa both together, and then do it tenufa separately. So Yochel, I would have thought to say Yonif v'yachs of Yonif. Make one tenufa and then a second one. On this note, Tom Levin, the pasuk says, Tenufa, the late Tenufais, Mashmoni one, lifting, and not twice. Now the pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem, Yachta, make the Tenufa Lefnei Hashem, so the Mizrach, which means on the east side, that's called Lefnei Hashem. Ay, the Omar, we said, Lefnei Hashem, Yochel Amarav, maybe it means on the Marav side. Amu, we say, no, Hani Nili, Mincha, Biikri Chattis. The chat is to the Yisayid. The Karen joined Miss Mizrachus to Hoyle Yisayid. That boy, your chat is there, has to be put on the Yisayid. And the joined Miss Mizrachus, that corner did not have a Yisayid on the Mizbeach. I will talk about over here, by the midst of Tnufa, Lefnei Hashem Kareem and Bayes, on the Mizrach side, this is considered Lefnei Hashem. Rashi Rai Yamati said by Kremitz Rabin, one before, Kabi Hagosha, the Minch of Lefnei Hashem, Taina Bamaruf. Over there with Hashem, when it says the person with Nei Hashem, it means on the Marav side. And here you're saying it's on the Mizrach side. So when it says, when do we say it? Only by Chattis. the Chsiv Kodesh Kedosh Mika Chatis. And the Chatis needs the Yisoid Rashi says the Chsiv Bein V'yaz Kol Adam Yishok Azay Yisoid. And we know the Kerem is Rokas Rennis but not have the Yisoid because it says in Masech Timidis. The Yisoid Oye Malach Apnei Kol HaSofen V'yapnei Kol HaMarav they have the Yisoid. Therefore, why the Chatis has to be done on the Marav side? Over here for the Mitzvah Tznu form it does not need the Yisoid. Here Mizruch is also considered with Nei Hashem. Now the Mishnah says the Abikurim Kedivri Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. Also there's a mitzvah tenufa. So Moses says my Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, where is this Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov? To Tanya will learn this a pasuk in Devarim. For Lokach HaKoyin the Koyin takes Lima comes teach us al Abikurim Shetu the tenufa. Kedivri Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, that's the pasuk of Lokach HaKoyin that it says by Abikurim that the Koyin has to pick it up, that there's a mitzvah tenufa. So Moses says my time with Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov, what's his time? How do we know to dash from the lokach that it means the Russian of tenu for lifting it up? So Moses says he holds Goma Yad Yad Mishlonim. He learns about Xer Shova Yad Yad from the Kor Mishlonim. Sivok, it says over here, the lokach HaKoyin HaTena MiYodcho. The Koyin should take the tenor from your hands. Look, Sivok, it says over there, Yod of Tzipiyenu, that your hand brought it.